Luke chapter 19, verses 36 through 40. As he was going along, they were spreading the robes on the road. Now he came near the path down the Mount of Olives, and the whole crowd of disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the miracles they had seen. The King who comes in the name of the Lord is the Blessed One, peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven. Some of the Pharisees from the crowd told him, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples." He answers, "I tell you, if they were to keep silent, the stones would cry out, Amen." You may be seated. You're going to hear me speak to the youth two Sundays in a row. I've been given the opportunity to speak tonight as well as next Sunday. And I'm going to have the chance to do two things. First of all, I'm going to be able to evaluate how my sermon and my message to you was received by how many youth members show up next Sunday to church. And the second thing is I can ask the youth next Sunday how many of them remember what I spoke to today. Well, I hope you do come to church next Sunday, mainly because Jesus is here and God is here. And you want to be in part of the fellowship and the worship of the Lord, and not for me. And I hope the message tonight doesn't just receive your heart, but enters my heart as well. For the last 32 years of my life, I've heard at least 32 different Palm Sunday sermons, one per year. But many Sundays were two or three or four, depending what church you were at. Most of them I remember, some I don't. But as I was preparing for the message tonight, I wanted and I asked myself this question. What comes to my mind and what comes to your mind when you hear the word Jesus as King? And when you hear this phrase, Jesus is King, what does that mean to you? And how does that apply to you? What type of king was Jesus? Was he a great one, a good king, a lovable king? So that's where something that I want you to learn tonight as we go through this. Today we celebrate the entrance and the triumphant entrance of Jesus in Jerusalem. The King of Kings entering the city of Jerusalem. That's more than 2,000 years ago. How does that apply to you? And I pray that Jesus enter your hearts. And he entered the church of New Life Romanian Church. He's coming down the streets of Bell and 63rd Avenue right now. He's going through these doors and sitting next to you. Next to you, and he's going to go straight for your heart. Then I pray that the entire week is going to make you uncomfortable. He's going to not leave you alone, because I want you to give your life to Jesus Christ, the one that died for your sins and now is alive. He is alive, right?
Yes.
We will learn more next Sunday. He can transform you. He's going to change you because Jesus is your personal king. That's the type of king Jesus is. This is the key to tonight's message. This is how Jesus applies to you in 2013. He is personal to you and me. I put some pictures up there of kings and queens and presidents, and I want to see how many of you recognize these individuals. I'm going to start with the youth first, and that will give the church a chance, and we might even ask the kids to join in. But this first one is here. Who's that from the youth? Who is it? I'm hard of hearing. Okay, Caesar. This is Caesar August. Next one. All right, Napoleon Bonaparte. Very good. Now we're going to go to the next one here. Who's that? All right. Barack Obama. We all know him. How about this? Queen Elizabeth. Now, this is the next one is a little bit tougher, and we're going to let the older, or excuse me, more elderly or a more experienced youth member. So, who's that? Stephen the Great. Well, why did I put these pictures up there? Well, because these were kings and queens and presidents that made laws, ruled the world or the country in which they lived. And they had an influence in the world. They lived for a certain amount of years, then they died, and that was it. Their influence stopped when they died. But Jesus didn't have the influence in the world. In fact, he didn't just make laws and rules. He fulfilled them, according to the Bible. But more important, he changed hearts. He changed one heart at a time. If you get anything from tonight's message and Palm Sunday, is that Jesus is a personal king. Let's develop this topic in the next few minutes. I want to discuss three things that makes Jesus a personal king. First of all, he was not elected. Jesus was born a king. For Israel and the Jewish people, the Old Testament describes numerous prophecies about the Messiah. We see in Matthew 2 that the three wise men recognized that Jesus was born king of Jews. He was to be born in the little town of Bethlehem. He was a direct descendant of King David. He is to rise from the dead. Even later in Jesus' life, we find the Roman authorities recognize Jesus as the king of the Jews. The second characteristic is that Jesus was authorized by God the Father to be king. Jesus received the seal of approval from Father, from the Lord. This is important because we need to recognize the plan of salvation. God the Father, he planned salvation. Jesus, the Son, he had to carry out the salvation, but in order to do that, he needed the approval from God. God the Father planned, Jesus carried it out, and today we and the Holy Spirit are applying the plan of salvation in our lives. The plan of salvation is set in motion. The third characteristic is Jesus, as king, he is divine and human. No other king in the world was divine and human. This is the most essential thing about Jesus. This is lesson 101. I always told you that I want to make this simple. I want you to understand simple topics. But this is that Jesus King was both divine and human. He was fully God and perfect man. He was not simply God wearing a human disguise. We watch that on TV, Superman. He puts the glasses of Clark Kent and he's invisible. People don't recognize him. Or God is not some form of human being that occasionally gets a dose of supernatural powers like Popeye when he eats a spinach, right? That's not the Lord. He is both divine and human at the same time. The notion of God and human can be hard to understand. Even for Apostle Paul had a hard time explaining it, but in Colossians 1, he does a great job. He says, he is the image of the invisible God, and in him all things hold together. God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him. Amen. We could spend an entire day, weeks, months, years speaking about God and speaking about Jesus as the king, as our personal king. He was born a king, authorized by God the Father to be born on earth, who is in divinity, but as a human died for our sins. And on the third day raised from the dead and now lives. But with him, we live. That is the reason to celebrate this triumphant entrance of Jesus, not in Jerusalem, but in our life, in our church. The people that saw Jesus enter Jerusalem recognized that he is the personal king. The Jewish people recognized that. And his disciples, he's different than Caesar. They showed their recognition by spreading their robes on the road. That means that they had to take off their robes, right? That's the first thing they had to take off. It was their robes. Well, see, the first thing for us tonight is also to take off our robes. It's important because it's an act of humility, but it's also shedding our worries, our problems, and our sins away to Jesus. You see, then we start thinking, and as I was preparing, I remembered Adam and Eve. After they sinned, they wanted to clothe themselves. Here God walked God into the Garden of Eden, and they were trying to hide, and they were trying to put their clothes on. But we see when Jesus walks in, the preparation of salvation is already there, and people recognize that they have to take their clothes off, they have to throw their worries, their sins, their anxiety and problem at the feet of Jesus.
The second step is we have to proclaim his glory and holiness. Jesus says, I tell you, if they were to keep silent, the stone would cry out. I tell you today that this building will speak against us when judgment comes. These windows, this pulpit, this, what'd you call this? Stand, right? Thank you. The stand will judge us. Oh Lord, give us the voice to proclaim your glory. You and I have one chance to make it right. This whole week, I pray that your heart and spirit is restless, that you go out of your comfort zone, and you and I are ready to accept Jesus as our personal King. May he reign in our hearts forever and ever. Amen.